Inside the Huddle on this Memorial Day weekend, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm. And we've got a couple of very special and very timely interviews for you. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside the Huddle. I'm pleased to announce that I have the CP Motorsports team with me. I have the teacher and director, Joe Walker, Mason Robertson, Jevin Dean, and Colby Richardson. Good morning, guys.
How's it going? Morning.
Morning.
Mr. Walker, I always got to call you Mr. Walker because that's just the way I know you, being a teacher out at Clinton Prairie for a long time. Can you explain a little bit to our listeners on what the CP Motorsports team is all about?
Yeah, we run it as a club. This is a program put together. We've done it for about 7 or 8 years now. Purdue University came to us a few years ago and wanted to put an electric go-kart program together, and their goal was to have a electric go-kart in every high school in the state of Indiana. And before COVID, we were kind of on our pace to get that done. But we run it as a club at Clinton Prairie. Kids are just actively involved. We work after school around clubs, around sports and so forth. And they have to build the program. They have to build the cart. They have to go out and find sponsorship for everything and get everything ready for race day.
I was talking earlier with you, and you said you've been doing this program roughly 7 or 8 years, and you've had a lot of different kids come through. And can you talk a little bit about what it's meant to those different years and how successful you've been and some of the things and places you've raced?
Well, yeah, we've had some success. You know, like I said, we've been through several years in the program. We've ran through several kids. We've had kids that have done the PR work. We've had kids that went out and got sponsorships. So we try to tailor make it to their expertise. If they're not going to be a driver and they want to turn wrenches, that's great. If they want to go out and talk with the general public and get sponsorship, that's great as well. We run this as a total race team. We get no money from the school other than a grant here and there, but we go out and we have to fund ourselves. So we're kind of proud on that, just that we've been able to go out and raise our own funds to put the program together. And like you said, it's been 7 or 8 years. We've ran at Sarah Lynn, which is down in Bartholomew County. We've been at Whiteland. We've ran it over at Newcastle and, of course, at Purdue. In 2019 was the last main race we had before COVID. We won. That race was down in Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Lucky enough to get down there and run and win that race with Brady Myers behind the wheel. We've had some success, but more than anything, it's just been an avenue for kids to turn wrenches, get behind the seat, you know, get in the seat and drive and just enjoy themselves as a club. And like I said, we do it after school, weekends, nights, whenever we can find time just to get things put together. So we try to tailor make it to whatever the kids want to do. And it's just a matter of getting things together and running. Win or lose, it really doesn't matter. We just want to make sure that we can get some experience, different experiences for the high school kids.
That's awesome to hear. And one of those kids sitting in front of me is Mason Robertson. Mason, I think you've been a driver, and then this year you've been turning wrenches, as you said, and being the crew chief. And can you talk a little bit about your experience with the CP Motorsports race team and what you're looking to accomplish from all this?
Yeah, it's been a blast. I really enjoy driving and turning wrenches both. Driving really wasn't for me because I'm kind of a bigger guy. I didn't fit all well.
Those carts are pretty small, huh?
Yeah, they're real small. But, no, I've learned a lot turning wrenches with Mr. Walker, and it's just been a really fun program. We've had a good time with my buddies and Mr. Walker and got to see a lot of cool stuff. And the carts are really amazing how electric motors can work like that and be fast.
Another member of the team is another senior, Jevin Dean. Just talk with you and Mason before we started. You guys are on your way out, but, Jevin, can you talk a bit about what the motorsports team has meant to you?
Yeah, I kind of came up to Mr. Walker about halfway through, was it junior year? I was like, hey, I'm looking to get on the motorsports team, and he welcomed me in, and all the guys welcomed me in, and it was kind of neat to see how the electric motors work.
Right.
I've always worked on gas motors.
Sure.
To see how the electric motors work and just to turn wrenches on a go-kart was pretty nice to do.
Have you been to a lot of interesting places, and have you met some pretty cool people in the racing industry, I'm guessing, by having this experience through Clinton Prairie?
Yeah, we've been to a lot of different places all across Indiana, met some really cool people, really nice people that you just get along over the sport of motorsports.
Okay. And then we have one more person here with us this morning, Colby Richardson. I think, Colby, you got a couple more years to go at Clinton Prairie, and you're a driver. So have you had any wrecks or have any wins? Or give me a little expertise on how you remove that cart around the track.
I haven't had any luck with wins yet. The last race we had to draw for positions, and that didn't go our way. No wrecks either.
That's good to hear.
Spun out quite a few times, though.
Okay.
That's about it there.
Are you looking forward to keep going with this racing career here with CP Motorsports team in the next couple of years and Mr. Walker?
Yeah, it definitely gives me something to do. I only play one sport a year, so it gives me something to look forward to the rest of the year, and it's fun.
That's great to hear. Mr. Walker, earlier you were talking about Whiteland and Sarah Fisher. She's a former race car driver and IndyCar driver, and she's redone that track, correct?
Yeah, she did. They changed things around down there and turned it into a really nice track. They run some go-kart programs down there. Opens it up for about anybody can go down there and race on different times. So we go down there and do some test and tunes and some races. So we have a good time down there. It's a nice track.
That's great to hear. Mason, can you talk a little bit about last weekend? I think you guys were over at Purdue and on their Grand Prix track and what that was like.
Yeah, well, it started off as a rainy morning. We weren't sure if we were even going to be able to race, but we got the carts out there and we started running them, and it was really slick. But the longer in the day it got, the drier the track got, and we ended up having a really fun day. Carts were running well until we had a little electrical issue, but we figured that out, and all around it was a good day.
So you guys learn how to problem solve and do different things on the fly just like you would on a normal race team, is that right?
Yes, Mr. Walker is. He's very good at teaching us that.
Hey,
Jevin, do you get input from your drivers? I think another driver you have is Jack Hoyer, and he's not here with us this morning, but do him and Colby give you guys a lot of information back to the crew on what you guys need to do for your change-up on the settings of the car?
Yeah, when the guys come in the pits, we usually ask them how it's feeling, how it's running. You feel like you got enough juice, or you coming through turns all right, your tires feel good. You feel like you got enough air, like we ask our drivers questions. They give us plenty of feedback so we can get the cars back on the track as fast as possible.
By looking at your guys' pictures on Twitter, looks like you have a race trailer and a setup just like a regular racing team. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, Mr. Walker's got us all set up perfect. He's got us a beautiful trailer with a nice setup for both of our cars and plenty of tools.
That's good to hear. Colby, what's it like out there racing against other high school kids? Are there some of them that take it really serious and are going to bump you off the track? I mean, just like it would be in a regular NASCAR or IndyCar race?
So I think some of the kids are a little inexperienced, and it gets wild on their aspect sometimes. And then you got kids like Jack Hoyer, who races sprint cars and does that stuff for basically a living. I could see him getting competitive and trying to wreck someone. But other than that, I mean, you always get nervous because it's the competitive side, but that's about it.
Has Jack given you a lot of good tips?
He's
got a lot of experience. He's all over the country racing, and I'm sure – you know, he does a good job with you guys. Can you talk a little bit about what he tries to tell you on focusing and finding your points on the track and different things you need to be looking at?
I mean, he's basically helped me through everything. The rainy day, he had to tell me, I mean, where I could be speedy and then where I had to brake or where I could brake without spinning out. But he's helped me with pretty much everything.
Mr. Walker, over the years, I know you've had some really good kids that have had some experience racing and do it outside of the CP Motorsports program with their families. But can you talk a little about a few of those kids and maybe, you know, the experience Jack has and, you know, what that's meant to the team?
Yeah, anytime you can get a kid behind the wheel that's had some experience on in different aspects of racing, it helps. I mean, I, you know, started this out several years ago with Cody Criswell. And, you know, Cody was a flat track motorcycle racer, so we had to tame him down just a little bit. But Cody and his dad, Tim, helped us a lot. And then in the beginning years of this program, you know, Colby's had some motocross racing experience, and now Jack's got some racing experience. Brady Myers, when we won in 19, Brady was a go-kart track running dirt over in Crawfordsville a lot. So I've been very fortunate. You know, a lot of these teams, when they put kids out on the track, they're having a not a testing tune, but a tryout session. I've been very fortunate to be able to put kids behind the wheel that had experience racing different venues. It might have been two wheels or four wheels, but they weren't. You know, they were experienced enough to know when to get themselves out of trouble if they needed to. Mm-hmm. So, been very blessed in that aspect. And of course, now with Colby's got some experience and Jack behind the wheel, it's been a lot of help to the team and to help each other work out separate aspects of the setups of the car with caster and camber and balances in the wheels and, you know, weight in the wheels and where to put our weight and air pressure. So they've helped each other out a lot. So I've been very blessed to have, you know, kids that knew what they were doing when they got in the seat.
So when you're at school, how much classroom time or club time do you guys take, you know, throughout the year to just to even initially put a team together?
Well, when you get the cart, it's a kit. There's no instructions. You buy all the parts and pieces, and you have to put everything together. So we usually try to tear them down and put them back together in the off season. We do all of that after school and in the evenings, Saturdays, Sundays, whenever I can get the team in there to work. We don't have a class at school, so like you said earlier, it's a club type activity. So we kind of do it whenever the kids can get in there. So, you know, it takes a long time to get everything set up just right, to get everything in there, test things. The one thing about an electric car, you've got a lot of wiring, so you can have a dead lead or a dead short or a wire break somewhere and not even know it. So it takes a while. We ran a test and tune a couple weeks ago and came in and we had loss of power in Jack's car, and then come to find out we were scraping a wire on the ground and just chewed it in half. So you've got to do a lot of practice on these things and a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And they can be just like any racing program. The gremlins will get you, and if you're going to win, you got to have a little bit of luck on your side.
Yeah, the stars got to align some days.
They have to align just right.
Hey, the CP Motorsports team is probably unique in this area. Can you give an idea to our listeners, you know, throughout the state of Indiana? You talked about Purdue wanting to put one in every high school and what they've accomplished so far, and, you know, how many kids out there are participating in this program.
Yeah, up to 2019, we were at 30-some carts down in Indy. We had to run an AMB main. The program was going crazy. Since then, with COVID, we're kind of now building back up.
Right.
I know Carol north of us. Carol's got a cart. They're all over. I mean, you've got kids from northern Indiana to southern Indiana, but now they're expanding out. We've got some Cincinnati schools that bought a bunch of carts. There's carts last year that were up from Texas. They sold these to California. So their goal is to have this as a nationwide type program, and then have a feeder series into a major final race at the end as well. And on top of this, if you want to move on up, then you go into the collegiate division. The collegiate division has a racing series, same chassis, but they're running lithium ion batteries, which we hope to run at the high school level next year. And then they even have an autonomous division. Colleges put together an autonomous carts. They're racing over at Purdue, and of course, autonomous, no driver at all. It's all controlled by electronics.
Mason, if you're a younger kid at Clinton Prairie and you're thinking about being in motorsports, can you give them an idea what they can expect or what they need to look out for to get involved in this program?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a blast. You can learn how to drive a car as fast as you can safely, learn how to wrench on stuff. And
when you say wrench on stuff, what can you expand on that a little bit? Well, Mr. Walker said you guys build the car from a kit.
Yeah, so on the off season, we take apart the cars, make sure everything's all right, and replace anything we need to replace. And so basically we put it all back together from starting from the frame up.
So, Jevin, you had a little late start getting involved in the team because COVID was in there, so basically took out a whole year, and then you got started in your junior year. Kind of the same question I just asked Mason. If you were giving advice to a young CP student, somebody, I know you guys visit the elementary school and you guys show all the different aspects of that, but if there was a kid out there wanting to look forward to being on CP Motorsports team, what can you tell him?
It's the family aspect. I mean, it's just like you're out there with your best friends and you're just racing a go-kart. I mean, you learn a lot. I mean, if a kid didn't know how to turn wrenches, I would definitely, I mean, tell him to join the team. Like, it's a good way to learn.
And a lot of kids don't get that anymore. Maybe they don't get to work with dad or have availability to work with dad and know what a half inch wrench is or a 10 millimeter wrench or socket. So that would be great, you know, to learn those different things just for life skills, don't you think?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Hey, Colby, do you do any preparation for driving, like virtually? Do you do any simulation or anything like that to get you prepared? Because it's tough to get on a track, and they're just not located everywhere. And I know where you live, and you probably don't want to just be racing up and down that roadway, you know, practicing. But can you talk a little bit about how you prepare, you know, to, for your driving career?
There's been a couple times where we went out in the parking lot behind the school and ran the go-karts around there. But other than that, I mean, we have practices at the track. That's about it.
Do you do any kind of virtual practicing or any video games? Does that help you get your racing career going? Or do you watch or do you look out to any NASCAR or IndyCar drivers on what they're doing?
I mean, I'll watch NASCAR every now and then, but...
You got your own game, right?
No.
Well, Mr. Walker, what do you look forward to in the future here for CP Motorsports team? You're losing two good seniors. You've got Jack and Colby coming back. You know, if you're wanting to talk to some younger CP kids out there, you know, to get involved in your club, what can you tell them?
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be tough to lose these guys. Every year we lose some seniors, and we've lost some great ones through the years. You know, this year is no exception. They're two great kids that I'm going to miss having around. Give them a hard time and trying to point them in the right direction and trying to help them now and then. And, you know, being in the community, knowing the families and so forth, it's, you know, I've known these guys for a long time, so I'm going to miss them a lot. In the future, you know, we're looking at, you know, where this program is going in the future. Like I said, we run four lead acid batteries now. We're looking to change over to lithium ion. If we go that way, the charging is going to be easier. It's going to be a better product, I think, out there, a little bit better racing to go on in the future with. I'm always looking for kids to be on the team. You know, we've got to kind of work around schedules as that goes with kids. But, it's just like a job. We're trying to teach these kids how to be successful for their future. They got to be able to show up on time, put the work in and the dedication like these guys have done. That's what we're looking for in young kids as they join the team.
Can you give an idea what it costs possibly for, you know, you guys to run that team throughout a school year and then maybe how the community can get involved to help you?
Yeah, it's, you know, a new cart. If we put a new cart together, which we're in the process of probably looking that way, you're talking in that probably the $35,000 to $4,000 range to put, you know, build it, buy a kit, put it together, and go from there. And then you've got entry fees of $400 or $500. Everybody's got to have their cut, you know, when we go race the different places for setup for security and safety and those sorts of things. And like I said, our community has been blessed. Our school has been blessed to have great support throughout the community. The kids go out and knock on doors or and talk with people, and everybody's been great through the years. You know, this past year we didn't hit it real hard, but next year we're going to probably have to go back out and do some fundraising, and everybody's been super supportive. And you know, I always tell them, you know, get that sticker out, we're going to put it on the cart. Inevitably, whatever track we go to, our carts have more stickers on them than anybody else's. Part of the whole racing program is to learn how to fundraise and get those things set up. Our school corporation doesn't fund us, but I think that's kind of cool. We have to go out and raise our own money. And when we get the stickers all over the car, everybody can be really happy and proud that they've donated to our program and, you know, see those stickers on the cart and get the PR that they deserve that way. So, but yeah, it's not a cheap adventure by any stretch of the imagination. Any kind of racing is, you know, as they say, you know, if you want to make $1 million racing cars, you better start with two because you don't make a lot of money racing, but that's just part of it. That's not why we're doing it. We're doing it just to get the kids the experience and get them some life skills that they can take down the road when they go out in the job world.
Mason, this being a big weekend for motorsports in the state of Indiana, the Indianapolis 500, will you watch the race?
Yeah, I will. My uncle always has a pretty big party out of his house, so every year it's kind of a tradition. We go out there and watch the race and eat food.
That's good to hear. Jevin, your final comments before we let you guys go here. Tell me a few things that you just love about CP Motorsports.
I like to spend quality time with these guys, the drivers, Mr. Walker, I like to be around motors. I like to be outdoors. It's great for a young man to endure.
Are you a NASCAR or an IndyCar guy?
NASCAR guy. NASCAR, for sure.
I figured that. How about Demolition Derby? Probably that too. Yeah. Okay.
That's down my alley.
All right. And Colby, are you ready to be the crew chief next year if Mr. Walker calls you to the front of the team besides being a driver?
I guess. You can bring it on. I got it.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, I just want to thank you guys for coming in this morning. We're doing an all motorsports theme show this weekend on Inside the Huddle. It's a little bit different than the normal football, basketball, softball, baseball, whatever we're talking about. But it's been great to talk with the Clinton Prairie Motorsports team, their instructor, Mr. Joe Walker, Jevin Dean, Colby Richardson, and Mason Robertson. Thanks for coming in, guys.